You are listening to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
BSI reports and white papers provide expert insights, guidance, and analysis on various topics related to standards, compliance, and best practices. They are designed to inform and educate organizations, industries, and policymakers about emerging trends, challenges, and opportunities in areas where standards play a critical role. Hello, this is Matthew Childs, and welcome to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards. And this episode of The Standard Show is an audio abridged version of one of those reports, the London Declaration, Transforming Standards for Net Zero, ISO Management System Standards Impact Assessment. The London Declaration, proposed by BSI and adopted by ISO, is a landmark global commitment to embed climate considerations into international standards and support progress towards the Paris Agreement. BSI's first organisational level impact assessment, based on surveys, interviews and audit analysis across UK organisations, shows these amendments are already driving meaningful change. It finds that organisations are making climate action a strategic priority, engaging wider audiences and translating ambition into practical action. Before we dive in, here's Cindy Parakill with a quick reminder.
Hey, just a quick reminder to follow, rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. Want to get in touch or find us on socials? All the links you need are in the show notes.
Report: The London Declaration, Transforming Standards for Net Zero, ISO Management System Standards Impact Assessment. Executive Summary: Climate change demands urgent and coordinated global action. This report presents the findings of BSI's impact assessment of climate-focused changes to ISO Management System Standards, or MSS, and shows how the global framework of standards can help organisations respond more effectively to the climate crisis. As the first organisational level assessment, the study examines the impact of the amendments on UK organisations. The findings show that the revised MSS are already delivering meaningful impact and helping organisations make climate considerations a strategic priority. This shift is delivering tangible benefits, including greater resilience, enhanced reputational value, and stronger foundations for future climate action, highlighting the value of standards as practical, trusted tools that help organizations move from intention to implementation. The amendments were introduced through the London Declaration, a global commitment to embed climate considerations into international standards and engage civil society, including those most vulnerable to climate impacts, in the standards development process. This landmark initiative is integrating climate into the global standards system and equipping organisations to lead credible, scalable climate action with confidence. Introduction. Climate change is the defining global challenge of our time, affecting every country and reshaping the global economy. Across government, industry and business, organisations face growing climate-related risks, including meeting legally binding net zero targets, such as those set out in the UK's net zero strategy and the Paris Agreement. At the same time, the transition to a low-carbon economy creates major opportunities, but many organisations still lack clarity on how to act effectively. BSI's Net Zero Barometer 2025 shows a 34% drop in net zero momentum among UK businesses since 2024, with 83% calling for clearer guidance. Standards already used across the global economy provide that practical framework by translating best practice into trusted action. In response, BSI proposed the London Declaration in 2021, a global commitment adopted by ISO, IEC, CEN and CENLEC to embed climate considerations into all international standards and strengthen inclusive participation in their development. A key milestone came in 2024 with amendments to ISO Management System Standards requiring explicit consideration of climate change. with over 2.3 million certified organisations worldwide to these standards. These changes represent a major shift in how climate is integrated into governance and practice. This report presents the first organisational level assessment of their impact, sharing early evidence from UK organisations and showing how standards are already driving meaningful climate action and supporting the net zero transition. ISO MSS Impact Assessment. The amendments to ISO management system standards, introduced in support of the London Declaration, represent a significant step forward by requiring organisations to explicitly consider climate relevance within their management systems. To understand what this means in practice, BSI's Impact Assessment Centre of Excellence, working with the London Declaration team, assess the outcomes and impacts for UK organisations. As the first opportunity to evaluate how the declaration is translating into real-world change, it provides an important baseline for understanding how global climate action can be enabled through international standards. The assessment covered more than 800 UK organisations implementing 32 amended MSS using a three-phase approach: an online quantitative survey, in-depth qualitative interviews, and analysis of BSI Assurance audit reports. Four key areas of impact emerged: a clear call to act, broadening the climate conversation, catalysing change, and driving meaningful impact.
Standards affect all of us, every day, everywhere. By defining good practice, they help people and organisations do things better. Each year, standards bodies publish thousands of standards, and we're always looking for more people like you to join our growing community of standards makers. We welcome applicants from all backgrounds, areas of expertise, and career stages. Our goal is simple: to bring a balance of perspectives to the table. As a standards maker, you can help improve how things are made and done, whether it's building more inclusive workplaces, improving healthcare, advancing AI governance, accelerating climate action, and much more. If you want to make a difference and help shape the world through standards, start your standards making journey today. Details on how to get involved are in the show notes.
A clear call to act. For change to occur, organisations first need to understand what is being asked of them and why it matters. Survey findings show that 72% of respondents aware of the amendments felt they highlight the urgency of climate action. In follow-up interviews, participants echoed this, describing the changes as a timely reminder of the growing need to engage more deeply with climate issues. Importantly, 89% of those aware of the changes said they understand how to demonstrate compliance with the new clauses. How these changes are understood by users is critical. Seeing them as a clear signal of urgency reflects recognition of the need for action. Understanding is the gateway to action, and clarity on how to respond is essential to turning guidance into practical, meaningful change. Broadening the climate conversation. Prior to the 2024 amendments, many organisations were already integrating climate considerations into their management systems, particularly those certified to environmental or energy standards such as ISO 14001 and ISO 50001. However, the changes have driven a significant shift among organisations not previously engaged. Of this group, 90%, around one-third of the total audience, now say they have either incorporated climate considerations or intend to do so within their management systems. Overall, the amendments are broadening engagement, bringing new organisations into the climate conversation and supporting more system-wide alignment on action. It is also estimated that the London Declaration could prompt more than 12,500 UK ISO 9001 certified organisations to consider climate change within their quality management systems. Catalyzing change. Among organizations that identify climate change as relevant to their management systems, the amendments are driving tangible change, with 57% updating their approach as a direct result. Nearly all of these organisations have already acted or plan to do so, at either operational level, 81%, or strategic level, 79%. Common actions include updating policies or documentation, 62%, and integrating climate change into risk management or organisational objectives, 59%. Others are taking broader steps, such as improving operational resilience, 34%, providing climate-related staff training, 29%, and investing in new tools and technologies, 25%. Overall, the changes go beyond awareness, helping organisations move from intention to implementation and embed climate considerations into everyday decision-making. Driving meaningful impact. The true value of change lies in the impact it delivers, and organisations taking climate action in response to the amendments are already seeing meaningful benefits. Among those who have made progress, 81% say the revisions are helping embed climate as a strategic priority. Interviewees also describe how climate is now part of regular conversations, supporting greater reflection, planning, and justification of time and resources. This reflects a deeper shift where climate is no longer treated as an add-on, but as a core lens for decision-making. The amendments are also strengthening how organisations view risk, with 79% reporting improved resilience. Some are adopting a dual materiality perspective, considering both their impact on the climate and the impact of climate on their business. For 60%, the changes have also delivered reputational benefits, supporting credibility, competitiveness, and stakeholder confidence, and in some cases, helping formalise their climate position. Conclusion. This report presents the first organisational level impact assessment of the ISO MSS amendments, offering early insights into how they are supporting UK organisations to take meaningful climate action. In a complex and fast-changing landscape, the amendments are proving to be a timely and practical enabler. The standards are helping organisations make climate a strategic priority, broaden climate conversations, and engage previously disengaged audiences, while also driving operational and strategic change with real impact. Importantly, they are helping to close the climate action gap by moving organisations from awareness to action and from intention to implementation. This highlights the value of standards in providing clarity, trust, and structure. As climate risks grow, their role in enabling credible, scalable action will only become more critical. Now, if you want to know more about the themes and issues raised in this BSR report, or about how to get involved in standards, then check out the links in the show notes. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show.
You have been listening to an episode of The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.